Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Images at the U.S. Capitol building where just today it was the scene of one of the darkest days in American history, a failed insurrection.
What happened here today was an insurrection.
Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. It's not protest, it's insurrection.
As everyone knows by now, today was a day filled with surreal and horrifying scenes of armed insurrection.
They are selling the illusion of insurrection. The Democrats and their corporate overlords have already begun their blitzkrieg of tyranny, twisting the occupation of our nation's capital by frustrated citizens into a call for totalitarianism.
Well, I'm glad to see that the political marketplace is working out there with organizations, companies, individuals saying we're simply not giving any more contributions to those who held up the election or tried to hold up or overturn the election. So that certainly has to happen.
I love every single one of you, but this is what they do to us. They kicked me off the plane. They called me a Karen, and they want to
as D.C. Mayor Bowser lords over her potential future state with a 15-day emergency order following the Capitol building siege.
Now, of course, we are all focused on preparing for the upcoming presidential inauguration. Our goals right now are to encourage Americans to participate virtually and to protect the District of Columbia from a repeat of the violent insurrection experienced at the Capitol and its grounds on January the 6th. I am requesting the Secretary of the Department of the Interior cancel any and all public gathering permits in the District of Columbia and deny any applications for public gathering during the period January 11 through January 24.
The National Guard, including 1,000 soldiers from New York, are stationed in the nation's capital to protect the illegitimate inauguration of the Manchurian candidate, Joe Biden.
1,000 Virginia National Guardsmen remain in D.C. tonight to help with security operations. About 1,000 more are expected to join them in the coming days. Personnel originally responded to the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday when pro-Trump rioters invaded. They will assist in protecting property and providing a safe environment for any peaceful protests. They'll be on duty through President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. They join a planned 6,200 National Guard soldiers and airmen from neighboring states, including Maryland, New York, and New Jersey.
While the old establishment propaganda ratchets into full protection mode.
Now, I grew up in Austria. I'm very aware of Kristallnacht, or the night of broken glass. It was a night of rampage against the Jews carried out in 1938.
And my father was involved.
The Nazi equivalent.
And now I work for George Soros to kill you. I love Hitler.
President Trump.
He said he loves Hitler.
Overturned the results of an election.
Schwarzenegger, with your big rotten heart, roll over and die. Burn in hell.
Misleading people with lies. My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies.
Oh, they were the whole
father. I know where such lies lead. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever.
The time for debate and name-calling is over. Will the American people accept the voice of truth or that of lies? John Baum reporting.
Literal son of an SS officer, the product of an SS marriage, telling us that Trump's Hitler, when Schwarzenegger is a known gay escort who's been compromised ever since long lines of people at the Getty Center would have gangbangs on him. And so that's the only reason Schwarzenegger is so controlled is the Getty Center has all those 35mm films of Schwarzenegger giving blowjobs. So there you are, Schwarzenegger. And nobody's saying you're a bad guy that you've, you know, been with more men than, you know, most women have. The whole point is that's how they compromise you. So Schwarzenegger can suck a golf ball through a garden hose. and that's why he's compromised. Gay porn operative of the Gettys.
Three, two, one.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Turn me on, I'm high tonight. Something you'll never forget. Turn me on.
Woo! Sweet, I'm alive tonight. Out on the streets.
Live wire, ladies and gentlemen. On the front lines of battle for human freedom. Better set me free.
Hurry on, running free.
A little bit better than I used to be. Live wire. Come on, baby. Take a chance with me. I'm your live wire. This is a good vintage brew for you. I remember being about 12 years old listening to this. I told this 16-year-old girl when I was 16, and I was lying, I wasn't. She would listen to Motley Crue and drive me around her daddy's car. All right, let's get serious. Little nostalgia there. We're in a really bad situation, but we're in a really great situation. Newtonian physics, every action, opposite and equal reaction. And we're here. And we're at the crossroads of all of this right now. So here's the incredible news on this live January 12th Tuesday transmission. 8 days to the coronation, the inauguration of the Lord and Savior, the Chi Com King pedophile, Creepy Joe Biden. And how are they going to sell a stolen election? How are they going to sell this? Well, by triggering a riot at the Capitol that dudded, because almost no one took part. A leftist mob would have burned that place down. So what are they going to do? Well, the national emergency has been declared, a total emergency, martial law in D.C. Trump's like, do not come out, do not be violent, do not do it. But they're going to have their provocateurs roll out. You can bet your bottom dollar. So we need patriots on the streets with cameras, documenting every satanic method you see. But also groups of well-put-together paramilitary folks or anybody online telling you you're part of a secret mission. That's the globalist. Do not be part of it anyway. Here's President Trump when he took off a few hours ago for Texas. He's here in Texas now, about to speak in Alamo, Texas, not the Alamo in San Antonio, not the shrine, not the seat of the Texas Revolution 1936, but the town of Alamo, outside McAllen, Texas. We have crew down there. We'll be covering it live in the fourth hour. Here's what President Trump had to say when he took off.
I think big tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country, and that's leading others to do the same thing. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of danger. Big mistake. They shouldn't be doing it, but there's always a counter move when they do that. I've never seen such anger as I see right now, and that's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. And you have to always avoid violence. And we have tremendous support. We have support probably like nobody's ever seen before. Always have to avoid violence.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television. It's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. And if you look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places, that was a real problem, what they said. But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate. Okay, thank you.
That's right. Trump gave a moderate speech compared to Nancy Pelosi or Phil Mudd or Mad Maxine Waters or Michael Moore. I mean, we have hours of them saying Molotov cocktail, kill, destroy. Hell, let's play the latest Project Veritas video. This is the principal counsel, the head lawyer of the PBS channel. Hundreds of millions of taxpayer money, was it $600 million last time I checked? Look up what PBS gets a year. One of the places that still has a big audience. I mean, PBS is big. This is force-fed on every TV screen in the country. Go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails. You know, if Trump said, go to Obama's house and throw Molotov cocktails, I'd say arrest Trump. Because I don't support that. But he didn't say it. This guy did. Here it is.
I mean, to welcome all the Republican voters and Homeland Security
with children. Pause. Back that up, because this is really bad audio, Project Veritas. He goes, even if Biden wins, we go to their houses and burn them out, all Republicans, and take their children. Because obviously he wants their children. That's the real goal here. It's like when Tim Dillon said, what's the goal here? You know, Joe Rogan, well, the goal is not, you know, to have a good time. The goal is to screw your children or put them in a FEMA camp. So that's the real what they want, those children. God, they'll do anything to get them. Let's hear what this monster had to say again. We go for all Republican voters, burn down their house and take their children. We put their children in re-education camps. Will you guys pull up Larry Grasswald, Green Beret, highly decorated, confirmed in federal court. Weatherman confessed what he said. He's in meetings with all these PhDs saying 50 million in camps, 25 million dead. That was in the 60s and 70s. Let's continue with Project Veritas.
Amen.
And these times, which are unique.
Trump is close to Hitler, so we had to take her shoulders. Look at that gross, creepy guy, man.
Molotov cocktails.
Molotov cocktails, he wants your children. He's principal counsel, PBS funded in part by U.S. tax dollars.
Kids who are growing up knowing nothing but Trump, you know, for 4 years, you got to wonder what else they're going to be like. Are they raising a generation of
intolerant, horrible people? Don't love NAMBLA? I'm not saying Michael Beller looks like a pedophile. I'm just saying he looks creepy.
Right.
They're nice. They have Sesame Street characters in the classroom.
Re-education camps. Sesame Street, they name it. They watch PBS all day. Wow, put them in a camp and make them watch Pedophile Elmo.
A place where people are, you know, educated and know stuff. Can you imagine if you lived in one of these other towns or states where everybody's just...
By educated, giving up on humanity, sterilizing their sons. Oh, COVID spiking. It's total hoax. They count all the regular deaths as that. Oh, we got to lock all these COVID. It's about locking children up. It's about he puts the parents away and he gets the kids. You just keep saying it. We lock them up, the parents, the kids. I need them.
Once in a while, I look at Fox News and it makes me
want to
throw up.
It's all this Joe Biden shit now. All made up. It's all ridiculous. And they are pushing them so hard. It's unbelievable.
So there's the head lawyer of PBS. He wants to put your parents in death camps and he wants your children with him watching Elmo. And of course, the main voice of Elmo is a pedophile. I'm a Elmo. Let me tell you how to take your underwear off now. Oh, I'm not Brian Stelter. These people want one thing, children. Just like every ancient culture said, evil groups take over, they want children. And he said, he wants your children in a re-education camp. You take one look at that big old tall glass of pus, and you know what he wants. Children, children, children. Take over the children, destroy them before they grow. Only way to defeat the humans, get those children. Get them. Get them. And so these entities take vacations on Earth through our children, through us, and they just rape and murder us. And that's their whole game. A bunch of weird, twisted perverts. I mean, it's worse than perverts. He wants to put mommy and daddy in a death camp while he's with your children in a re-edge. Come on over here, Georgie. Take the boat, Georgie. Is there clowns? Will I float? Oh, you'll float too. Stick your hand down in here, Georgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Democrat House Majority Leader is calling for anyone that supports Trump to have their bank accounts and right to fly taken away. Welcome to the technocracy. Welcome to the Chinese Credit Score 2.0. But first, the daughter of the funder of Al-Qaeda, the supporter of the New World Order, McCain's daughter, once MAGA terrorist, sent to Gitmo and fed dog food. Listen to this fat, bloated drug addict tell us about her dreams of putting her foot in our neck.
Sorry, I can't. It's hard to...
That's all right.
I just think we need to treat the domestic terrorists the way we do actual terrorists. I think we need to consider all right. Possibilities. I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo. And that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
Oh, Al-Qaeda that your father secretly funded on record and got caught funding and then the Syrian rebellion? That is a Prozac drug addict nobody. That's a demon. That woman's already in hell. So let's move on. Democrat House Homeland Security Chair wants GOP Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley on no-fly list as well. Let's go to that.
About liability for inciting this insurrection. Falling on the, maybe in the laps of Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz and a member of Congress.
They got the trifecta, House, Senate, and the presidency.
FaceTime or led people to Pelosi's office.
To Pelosi. And, okay.
Now, here's the question.
Call for all the violence, all the Antifa's good.
Folk are
but now we go to jail. Burning hell's come back.
Could they be on a no-fly list?
Well, there's no question about it. You know, there's no exemption for being put on the no-fly list.
And there's no exemption if you're a baby getting aborted in Georgia with your organ sold.
Even a member of Congress
New York
commits a crime.
We're going to get that baby.
Know, they expel from the body. There are ethics charges that can be brought against those individuals. And people are looking at all this. What Hawley did and what Cruz did.
Yeah, we didn't lay down your election fraud that's permanent like Venezuela.
Colorado.
Because we're told now, you never questioned fraud. It's a permanent one-party state.
And everything was going on.
Okay, I can't listen anymore to this crap. Shut it off. So, there you go. I mean, Apple's running death camps with 3 million people in it. But these guys are like, Josh Hawley deserves to be in jail. He deserves not be able to fly. Because, you know, they were going to have those hearings on election fraud. Don't do that. And Meghan McCain's like, oh, we're going to make you eat dog food. Because then she'll have real power, like a little field marshal outfit. And we just keep putting up with it and putting up with it. You're like, well, then let's get violent. They are controlling the dumbest violent elements to make sure that it's all coordinated wrong. You don't see Q saying, go to Chuckie Schumer's house or go to Obama's house or where they're at. Oh, no. It's attack the Capitol right on the right day. I don't want to attack Schumer or any of those guys. My point is that Santa Claus is not real. And their New World Order and communism doesn't work either. And people aren't going to put up with it. And their need to dominate everyone is sick. And I talked about this yesterday. I'll talk about it again right now. I hadn't watched There Will Be Blood in a long time. It's an Academy Award-winning film. It's really well done with Daniel Day-Lewis. Big fan of him. Last Mohicans, all his movies. Gangs of New York. He's an excellent actor. And it's a composite of real stuff that happened with Occidental Petroleum and pipelines to the ocean and all the rest of it. So it's not a true story, but it's a composite. And he talks in the movie about, I have a competitiveness about me. I hate everyone. I don't want anyone else to do well. See, That's the globalist. That's how they operate. So they tell you, we're liberal, we're nice, we want to unify everybody to be good, but they're totally ruthless. I am super alpha male dominant, and I don't want to be a slave, but I want to empower everybody. And so I see people doing well, and I see people successful, and I just look at all the technology and everything as a rising tide raises all the ships. And so I see some guy with a gorgeous wife and great kids and a private jet and all this stuff. If they made their money legally, I love it. That's good for all of us. But I've been around most men that are rich and powerful. They're like super insecure. Like you'll be with some multi-billionaire person and they'll see their neighbor has a good looking boat. It's not even half as big as theirs, but they're like, what is that? How'd you? And they get really, they're insecure. There's something wrong with them. It's a satanic energy. Because, see, I can see some dude with this incredibly gorgeous wife, and I'm just like admiring a horse or something. And, you know, I'm not saying a man could be like a horse, too. I'm not putting a woman down. And I'm just like, that's an incredible thing. Wow. I'm just glad you're having sex with that and having kids. This makes me feel good for humanity. I look at some, you know, but the average man, I've learned, just is envious of everything and just absolutely can't stand other people's successes. And so I realized when I saw There Will Be Blood when it came out like 10 years ago, wherever it was, I thought, oh, that's not how everybody is. You know what? That is how people are. The average man, whether he's a garbage collector or whether he's a lawyer or whether he's a corporate leader, whether he's worth $10 billion or he's worth $10,000, that's satanic. That he doesn't want. He doesn't take pleasure when his friend knocks a hole in one. He feels small. So see, that's the thing. I'm an individualist because I am the most collectivist person there is. I mean, I understand that I can't let my collectivism make me give up my will. I have individual power and I love humanity, but I am a total collectivist. I love everyone's success. I love beauty. I love people's art. I celebrate others. And my whole life I would think like, gee, it's men that don't like me. I mean, men listen to me that are patriots and know what's going on. They weren't evil and get that. But I mean, women have always liked me. But it's other men. They see me and they go, what's this guy's angle? How's he trying to get it over you? Dude, I'm already over you. I don't need to beat you. I've already spiritually am way above you. And by the way, I want to see you transcend with me and be above me because you're a ladder for me to climb up. See, you're a ladder. That's how this works, is I want to be a ladder to people to build up and not get destroyed in the process. It's okay, because out of that, the crystal matrix grows and then other people can get on and we go up. I always watch crabs. You always heard this analogy, even after I never heard this while I was on talk radio 27 years ago. But when I was a kid, we'd go catch crabs with pieces of bacon, pull them out, you know, boil them. Like, just catch crabs all day at the Texas beach. Like, throw out the bacon. The crab won't let go. It's greedy. Get the bucket, put it in there. I mean, I have like buckets of crabs. And I just remember, like, they never help each other and climb out when they all sit there like 10 crabs in a bucket. And then as soon as one crab tried to, like, go and get up, they'd grab him. And another crab would try to get out, they'd grab him. Like, no, you're not leaving. You're not above me, because that's pure dominance. That's There Will Be Blood. Like, you're not climbing out of this thing. You're staying down here with us. And that's Satan. Satan is in a crab bucket telling us we're not getting out of here. Well, guess what, Satan? We're getting out of here because we're not crabs. And I'm going to find enough souls that want to go to the next level that we're going to blast out of this thing, okay? So just screw off, New World Order. All right, I'm going to shut up. We've got a special guest joining us, Patrick Byrne on the other side, about a peaceful way out of this stalemate, because we are in the middle of total insanity with the globalists ready to trigger martial law and civil war. We can stop it together. Infowars.com, band.video, share those links. Infowars is exploding right now. Great job.
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Former CEO of Overstock. He's been advising the president very closely, been calling for nonviolence and warning of this. He joins us here in a moment. Terrible things are happening, but also good things are happening. The president's had his corporate bank account taken, Deutsche Bank, his private bank account shut down. It's been done to me already this year, or last year now. He is having all his shopping carts shut down, all his businesses annihilated. He has in the crucible for standing up for America against the Chi-Coms. Drudge Report, now run by CNN, I was told, is celebrating Xi Jinping is over America. America's defeated. Talk radio is ordering their host, do not question elections, so they can steal them in the future. We are now becoming Venezuela. And then we're told the Q movement, which again is some good people, some bad, but the folks that have hijacked it regardless are globalist intel. Yeah, they do know Trump was going to Texas 2 days ago because they're spying on him. They're surrounding him. And so it's on. Trump doesn't want violence. He declared emergency in D.C. The U.S. is really under a secret martial law decree right now. This is one hell of a time. They want 25th Amendment against him. They want the impeachment. And so Patrick Byrne is a really smart fella. He's written an article we'll put on screen and tell you about where there's a peaceful way out of this violent stalemate we're in for all Americans, old, young, black, white, gay, straight, brown, you name it, to unify, a peaceful way to resolve the crisis. Deep Capture is the website. So he joins us from deepcapture.com. Patrick, always great to have you on. A peaceful way to resolve this crisis. First, let's define the crisis as you see it. Then let's resolve it.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on again. And as I've, what a good interview you did with Mike Flynn last week, too. So you really, you're providing a service to the nation to get this news out. I'm, you know, it's etiquette whenever, so I wouldn't say I'm advising the president closely. I went in and
said, well, you've had a lot of meetings, you're doing a great job. The point is, you give us your take on what's going on.
First of all, what's going on is there is a way through this, which is that what the president should have done under the authority he has under an executive order, he doesn't have to do anything, martial law, insurrection act, he just has to say under this executive order 13848, signed a couple years ago, and one that Obama signed 5 years ago.
Say that slower. It's in your article, but say the name of the executive order again. We'll pull it up.
Executive order 13848.
13848.
Yep. Yeah, so they passed this, he signed this 2 years ago, but it really extends something Obama did. If they decide that, you know, the president can unilaterally decide this election has been screwed up by foreign interference, at which point, all he has to do is given that we're about to enter civil war, it seems like a very tame solution to say, I'm going to send the National Guard, the DHS, in to count those six states. We're just going to count, or even just the six problematic counties. We're going to count those. And you know what? If I'm wrong, and these votes all are fine, then I, Donald Trump, am going to get on the helicopter next Tuesday. No muss, no fuss. He could have that answer by Friday. He could have the answer in 3 days. Pull the National Guard in to recount six counties.
And we'll go to our next segment. You've got the floor here, but let's talk about the crisis we're in, and from your perspective, what we're defining, these shadowy groups saying they're going to attack the 50 governors, the Civil War, the FBI warning that we're on the what's the headline at Drudge? It's national uprising.
Well, let me tell you a story. I was in Eastern Europe a few years ago. When I was in Moldova, somebody told me about what had happened when they had an election. And clearly the non-pro-Russian, the candidate who was not in favor of Putin and Russia, he got cheated. And it was a clear case of cheating. And the people took to the street, and the pro-Russian guy won. People took to the streets to protest the cheating. Putin sent people. He sent what are called agents provocateurs, is the French expression. He sent Russian Spetsnaz types to go into Moldova, and then they would infiltrate the crowds. And then once they were inside the crowds, they would try to get the crowds not just to demonstrate their dissatisfaction, but to charge government buildings and break windows and things like that. Why did Putin do that? He knows that the population was sitting on the sideline. Do we buy this? Do we not buy it? If you can get those people, those protesters, to charge government buildings and kill people and things like that, the middle class will abandon you. The center of the people will abandon. So
because they don't want a destabilized country, exactly. And that's what they've done with the Capitol last week.
Exactly. And so I felt, I felt very sorry. I told people, when you come, be civil. A, because we're better than the other side, and B, if you get violent, they're going to use it against you.
You said that on my show the week before. Don Jr. said it in his speech, but they've edited it. He's like, we're not like them that are violent. We're peaceful. Trump said that, but they're not showing that.
Yeah, and then you look at what the tapes from that day. It does look really suspicious. Looks like cops were welcoming people in. Looks like looks like the one, some anti, well, some people got escorted right to the front.
Yeah, what they did
is
they staged a few clashes, then they ordered the cops to stand down and let them in.
Yes, and then, so that did to our side, to the pro-election integrity side, exactly what Putin was trying to do. Now, fortunately, in Moldova, they were too smart to fall for it, and the people did not follow the agent provocateur into government buildings and smash windows. They turned on them. And because of that, the middle class of Moldova stayed in the middle of the citizenry, stayed on their side, and they got rid of the Russian guy, and they got their fair election recognized. So when we go, if our side goes out there and goes violent, what you are doing is, A, you're losing middle America. They will not support you. And, you know, 20% of America will support. And then the other thing is you're giving Nancy Pelosi all she needs to basically, she wants to have a law passed that makes it illegal to be Republican. And they're going to do that if you go out and get violent.
Oh, yeah, this is real persecution. For radio listeners, we're rolling minute after minute from C-SPAN of the so-called terrorists in between the velvet ropes doing what they were told. There were very few riots inside that the media focused in on. Let's say you have a city of 5 million people. There may be a rape happening in one part and a murder happening. Every night, maybe 10 people get killed. If you only focused on those 10 killings in a city, it would look like the city's lawless, but if you pull back, it's not. That's what they did.
Right. So they're creating a narrative. If we go out, if your people go out and protest, keep, remember the great American tradition of civil disobedience. We will win this. If we become...
Patrick, I 1,000,000,000% agree. What I'm saying is don't just go out and be peaceful. Speak out against violence and videotape everything.
Videotape everything and... But it's okay, and if this dirty election goes down, it's perfectly okay to do what the other side did for 4 years. Everyone should get buttons that say, not my president. Just wear buttons.
I agree. And listen, I've said civil disobedience. If they really steal this and do a free speech crackdown, I'm going to lead people to block highways. We're going to go to the White House peacefully. But, I mean, if they really push, I'm going to, like Mahatma Gandhi, march into Washington.
Well, yeah, like Gandhi, not like Sherman. If you do that, if you bring guns...
This will not be Sherman's march to the sea. Explain that. Explain Sherman versus Gandhi.
Well, Sherman was the guy who marched across Georgia, and you got to look up... Mike Flynn has had me go read Sherman's letter to the town burghers of Atlanta on Christmas Eve, 1864, where they basically established the American way of war. Anyway...
Let's talk about when we come back, because that's true. That's one way to do this. And if Patriots did that, we would defeat Pelosi. We would defeat defeat the CFR and Haas. Because that's the thing. If we're really going to do war, we show what real war is. Like, burn everything in your path, kill everything, which I'm not calling for, not go take selfies in the Capitol and act like a jackass. We don't want to go to violent war. Stay there. Patrick Byrne is our guest. He's at deepcapture.com. I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We have 2 million people just on our streams right now. Not to mention all the radio stations. 2 million listeners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on. You know, Uncle Jazz was sending me a lot of texts today. I'm at the calling. Hit Ted Dugan. Let's get him on as a guest there tomorrow. Patrick Burns, our guest. We'll write back to him in a moment. Ahead of Ali Alexander, who they're saying is hiding from the media. No, he's been deplatformed everywhere, so he can't speak out so they can lie about him and say he led this assault. Joel Skousen's joining us, and so much more. Briefly, you see the president having his bank accounts taken, his shopping cart shut down. They want to shut down people's money. That's why InfoWars has been burying little nuts and little eggs and things that keep going in the future, but our gas tank is not even at 25% full. Plus, we have great products you need. So now more than ever, don't you want an InfoWars shirt? Well, I can still get one. I mean, I don't want to say we're going to be gone, but we'll be lucky we're here in a month. I mean, this is a total takeover. We have storable food at the highest quality, at the lowest price. Prices go up in just a few days at preparewithalex.com. That's a subsection at InfoWarsStore.com where you can get the very best deals. And we have DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10. We have Winter Sun with the vitamin D3, highest quality under the tongue. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, the highest quality under the tongue. We have all these other great products like Turbo Force and Brain Force and X2 back in stock. 25 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. You've done a great job. But these are really American products, high-quality products. and it affects the world because it keeps us on air. So you get a great product, and you're supporting us. There's also a support button if you want to donate at InfoWarsStore.com on the main page. But whatever you do, take action and be part of the second American Revolution worldwide. We say 1776, it's about saying no to authoritarianism and yes to freedom. But the globalists know that we've had a political realignment. They know we've had a global awakening. They're panicking. And so now they want to outlaw our speech and teach us that we're dissidents under this whole lockdown. So, Patrick Byrne, going back to you, the former CEO of Overstock.com, you've been in D.C. the last few months fighting this. You've had your nose to the grindstone. Continue with your plan from DeepCapture.com, a peaceful way to resolve the crisis. Let's get into it.
Well, we have, you know, 1 week to do it. Trump could today, President Trump could order those six counties be recount on live stream TV by the National Guard. We see what happens. If there is no aberration, no irregularities, he gets on his helicopter, no muss, no fuss. He told me that. If, on the other hand, there's big irregularities, then he should use his executive powers to say, you know what, this whole election, pursuant to that executive order I told you about, if they show what I think that those may show is 500,000 to 800,000 irregular votes in those different counties, he then just says, look, we're going to scrub this. It's obviously so compromised, this election. It's an egg we cannot unscramble. I'm going to have the National Guard rerun an election nationally, 30 days, 45 days. They're going to run it, paper ballots only, no machines. If you want to vote absentee, somebody comes to your door, gives you the ballot, you fill it out. So everything, it'll be the most drum-tight, secure, no-nonsense election America's ever had. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the guy won 120 million votes, you know, if they did that. So that's what he should do. But before taking that big step, he should just send the National Guard in to recount the ballots in those six states. Physical paper ballot counts. When they sold us these machines a decade, 15 years ago, when they sold the public on these machines, they always said there's always going to be a paper ballot as a fail-safe. You can always just open the box and count the paper ballots. It was on that premise that they got our society to accept these machines. Well, I say that the time has clearly arrived. Whatever that we have reached whatever threshold of uncertainty one needs to have reached to reach the point that we say, let's open the boxes, let's physically count all the
Patrick, you're right. And I mean, now they're trying to announce major talk radio groups you name are saying you don't question elections. So you don't question vaccine dangers, you don't question elections, you don't question policies. This is super authoritarianism. It's like Tucker Carlson said last night. This makes the hair on his arm stand up. This is real 1984 tyranny.
It is. In fact, Twitter outlawed the hashtag 1984, which should tell you something.
Wow, they just did that?
Yeah, yesterday.
Jeez. The memory of 1984. Wow.
Yeah, so we have to, we lose if we lose the center of America, which we do if we bring violence. We have to be the peaceful ones and let the goons expose themselves for who they are.
So Patrick, I'll just be brass tacks with you right down the wire. We know the election was stolen. There's overwhelming evidence of it. But I've moved past Trump trying to prove that now. It's about him changing the subject, that Joe Biden plans to screw you, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset to lock you down. This is about to happen. We need to form a national movement to oppose this peacefully. Let's be peaceful. I think that's where Trump needs to be right now.
Right. Let's show them for what they are. But there's still a way out of it. He could have that answer by Friday. If he pulled the trigger on it today, the National Guard could have counted by Friday or Saturday.
So is there a way for him to turn the tide at the 11th hour? I agree. What do you think his speech from Texas here in about an hour and 30 minutes is going to be?
I heard that he flew to Texas, but I don't know any details.
He's in Alamo, Texas. He's about to give a speech in an hour.
Well, that may be symbolic that he's in Alamo. You know, you can't.
Is symbolic, isn't it?
Yeah, he should take, and you're down there by not far from there, as I recall.
My ancestor was there, yeah.
Oh, was he? Who was your ancestor?
Look it up. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, well.
It doesn't matter. I don't live off the past laurels. It's just an interesting story, yeah.
David Crockett. Okay, well.
No, not David Crockett.
You could still resolve this. There's a totally peaceful way through this. Count the six counties. If it comes up really irregular, rerun the national election in 30 days with the National Guard. That way, there is no reason for anyone to fight. But if you don't do that and we install this new guy next Tuesday, this is something that will never, 47% of America will never believe that this. And then the things that they're doing are the exact things you would do in order to aggravate it. Instead of saying there's going to be open discourse about it, they're making it a thought crime to do anything.
Oh, but I mean, bend the here's the deal, Patrick. I knew tyranny was coming. This is so fabulous and so flaming and so grandiose. I mean, it's so classical, but then a 2.0 that I'm just, like, stunned. Like, Tucker Carlson's just stunned as well. It's like, what the heck? It's like you think Godzilla's coming out of the ocean and something 10 times bigger comes out. I mean, this is the bona fide.
Well, it was beautifully, beautifully managed. All the stages, they pulled it off perfectly, slickly. You know, the demoralization from COVID, the disorientation from Antifa, this crisis of a rigged election, and now normalization. It's just, so no matter what happens, and so if Biden does, God forbid, actually get sworn in for the future, remember, do not give them we want to be the guys who wear just the same badges they did, not my president, things like that. Make them be the goons in America. They will middle America.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. Who shoots first loses. So they're going to shoot in our name. That's a classic false flag. How do we fight that? I think most people should not come with children. People should not go to these Capitol events. If you go, be really safe and try to stop violence and videotape everything.
Videotape everything. Do not be. Show America that we are the good guys. Show. Look at how Martin Luther King did this in the 60s. Show America that we are the good guys. Do not take part. Do not sanction people.
Because those folks getting beaten up and tough. It took a lot of will to get fire hose and beat over the head and bit by dogs. But they knew what Gandhi had done worked. They were doing it again.
Yeah. I'm not sure we have to go that far. But for now, at this point, I wonder what's going to happen in law enforcement and the military, because there's a lot of people in law enforcement from what I'm connected to some of those communities who.
Patrick, I'm going to write myself in the story. Did you know they sent a SWAT team to get Roger? He had a bad feeling he'd already left by 4 to the hotel or the Willard. They came with a SWAT team for me as well, saying we did the attack. Then the cops learned that I said, don't be violent. They refused to arrest me. But they came to arrest me. Did you know they were going to blame Roger and I, but Roger didn't go. I tried to stop it. The very cops had seen that. And said, we've been ordered to arrest you, but we're not going to do it. That happened.
Good. Good.
Well, you're just asking, what are the cops going to do? There's an example right there.
I have COVID now, by the way, just to let you know. That's why I'm coughing. But you can't get, we're practicing social
distancing. Well, you look really healthy. Was a PCR test told you that?
Yeah, yesterday.
You know, 96% of those are false.
It's like a mild, no, this is real. I have a mild flu. I feel it.
Well, no, people get colds, people get flus, but they're calling basically the PCR test, if you have any viral background, says that you have COVID.
Oh, really?
That's what the inventor of it says. Dude, 5 more minutes. Stay there, Patrick Byrne. You've got the website, deepcapture.com. You've got a great plan to fix this peacefully. I fully endorse it, and I agree with him. Peace is the answer. Biden is stealing this bigger than Dallas. They need a violent confrontation at the end to make him look like a victim to change the subject. Do not let it happen. We'll be right back in 1 minute with Patrick Byrne to finish up. Then, Ali Alexander, they claim he's in hiding. No, he's not. He's been depersoned. Then Joel Skousen joins us. I'm Alex Jones. That's all to the exclusive. Giuliani believes Trump has already been indicted.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.